Item six, receive a report from the Investment Committee Chair on the December 3rd, 2025 meeting.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a follow-up on the Investment Committee meeting on December the 3rd. The Investment Committee received a report from StepStone regarding our private equity investing. This report was very similar to the one presented to the Retirement Board on that same day. But some additional highlights, distributions from our private equity investments have hit a low point of 8% of NAV over the past 2 years. The last time distributions have been this low was in 2008-2009. The long-term average for our PE distributions is 21% of NAV. However, we're seeing a slight uptick in exits, which hopefully will translate into higher distributions in 2026 and beyond. There was also a question regarding StepStone benchmarking. So when comparing our private equity returns, StepStone uses the private IQ median, which is a database that they have access to. And that essentially looks at the whole private equity market. Our returns since inception are 12.2%, and the IQ median is 9.2% over that same period. However, we expect our returns to be higher than the overall market because we strive to hire managers in the upper two quartiles of where performance is best. So quartiles, they look at managers who, those who are in the top 25% of performance down to the bottom 25% of performance. We always want to be in the number one quartile to maximize performance. but at the very least in the upper two. So the IQ median includes managers in all four quartiles. So the committee asked StepStone to come up with a benchmark that is more reflective of our private equity investment strategy, and hopefully that will be forthcoming. So what we see is when we look at us compared to IQ median is that we're successful in getting a degree of alpha in our returns compared to the overall private equity market. But we never want to invest in managers who are in the bottom quartile. So so that's good information to know. Our approach is bringing us higher returns than the market. But it would also be nice to know how we do with respect to others who have adopted a similar strategy and their approach to private equity investments. So, and that would give us a reflection on how helpful is our relationship perhaps with StepStone. Is StepStone bringing us to the investments that we need to be in to maximize our returns? So it's nice to have the IQ median, but we requested that they have a benchmark that is more in line with our own approach. So hopefully that'll come.
What was the, if I can ask, what was the response from StepStone on that point?
Their response was, yeah, they think they can do that. So we'll keep pushing.
So it's essentially trying to tailor the benchmark to more mirror what the assets are that we hold. Is that the idea?
Right, right. So the types of private equity that we get involved in how are we doing compared to our peers who have a similar approach? Instead of just the overall, we don't get involved in all private equity investments. And so to see how we specifically are doing, how do we look compared to those who have the same approach?
Do we have an idea of what the universe is of similar peers that have adopted said similar strategies?
Yeah, Tim, if you like to talk about our approach versus the whole market.
Yeah, this gets a little bit difficult in trying to find applicable benchmarks, and so there's a little bit of art to this. We have migrated to have a focus on middle to large buyouts and have less in venture cap. That's probably the biggest difference. Just trying to find good data sets that are more aligned with that. So StepStone's going to do some work on that. We'll see what they come back with. But that's kind of the big picture. That's the major divider there.
And then finally, our CIO will be presenting an investment report to the board with a new format. This will help us see how our investment process functions and works to achieve our pension system goals. And I believe this report should be coming in February.
So we're going to roll out a new format? We're going to roll out a new format. What is it we're going to do?
It's going to reflect
inquiring minds.
Yeah,
it's essentially the next iteration of the CIO report that gets into a little bit more granular detail on activity versus market performance, since market performance is already reflected in the consultant's report.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, David.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
When you started the report, I was struck by the idea that there was a piece of information that seemed pretty important to me that was presented to you that was not presented to the board, by you or in the committee. It had to do with the low watermark in response to StepStone. Is that something that was only teased out by the committee and should have been presented to the board? It seems like it may have been an oversight that information wasn't provided to the board, and I'm not sure why it necessarily had to be teased out by your committee.
With respect to the benchmark?
No, the very first item you reported on the 8%
oh,
return.
You mean on our returns?
Yeah.
The 8%.
You agreed that was a low watermark, but you could conclude that by actually looking at the report. But why wasn't that comment presented by the board directly rather than through the committee?
I think that was in the packet of information that went in front of the board also. I just picked up on it. I mean, I felt that should be highlighted, and I'm not sure if the board remembered that.
Good. I'm just concerned that the committee might be put in a position of having to tease out additional information that more properly would have been presented to the entire board when they make their presentation.
Yeah, I don't, just going from memory, I don't remember the percentage being tossed out, but I do remember a discussion, and I think I might have been involved in that discussion with StepStone when they presented to the board about the duration of the sort of the underwhelming performance in private equity. What's the prognosis? So there was a lot of that interaction here. I don't remember this particular percentage, to be honest, but I do know we talked about the sort of the long-term drag, I guess, for lack of a better term, on performance in PE, and when we might turn the corner. There's lots of it's above my pay grade in the sense of the inputs that enter into it. What needs to change to see change in that outcome? But so clearly we had that discussion here. Is all I'm saying.
The information was presented to the board. It was a little bit deeper dive with the investment committee on that. So
it wasn't information. wasn't presented to the board, it was instead presented to the committee.
No, it was presented to the board. It's in the board packet.
I just wanted to talk about it more in the investment committee. So, there's actually been 4 years of lower performance, but especially the last two. And the last 2 years is similar to the GFC, 2008-2009. And always something we have to consider is respect to allocations and so forth. Is it worth it to be involved in as much as we are in private equity? And we've had fantastic years. And the average has been 21%, which is pretty substantial. But hopefully, the law we're in isn't going to be prolonged. So one of the things that can influence that is interest rates, and those have come down, and hopefully that'll stir up activity and help facilitate exits and then distributions of revenue and so forth. And I just want us to be mindful of that. Keep an eye out on what we're doing in that arena.
All right, any other questions or thoughts for David on the investment committee report? I don't see any hands, so thank you.